to see you, and I don't want to keep you waiting, and I've got a murder schedule. I'm trying to get away at 3 or 4 o'clock to get a day or so where I can do a little work away from the Boy Scouts, and the Congress, and others that forced me to waste so much of my time. I'm working a little real late at night, but I'm not. They're just spinning my wheels on a good many things. I wanted to get first. Did you think the meeting went all right yesterday?
I thought it was ideal, and
did you go home and
serve that purpose so that that everybody will think they had a fine meeting, and they'll also think a little bit if they were thinking about this crime rape business. But
did you go home and tell your wife what I thought about you?
I sure did.
I'll tell her she gets 51.
I told her on the telephone.
Tell her she gets 51% of it.
Okay,
give her.
I'll tell her.
Y'all are family team, and she's done her job well, too. Now then, I've got to think. And I don't want you to talk to anybody, not even her, about this, because we've been getting a good many leaks out of Treasury, Doug.
Right. I'm not so sure they're coming out of
here. Well, I am. I can prove it to you. This is just between just you and me. You got a fiscal service over there. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Could you know what they would know about mine and your conversations?
They wouldn't know anything.
Well, they're writing notes on Treasury Stationery, Fiscal Service. Two reporters tell them who I'm going to appoint secretary and what the talk is.
They wouldn't know at all.
I got one last night just between me and you, and I don't want it repeated to a human.
I'd like to see it.
The FBI picked it up and off one of the reporters' desks.
I'd like to see it.
And they're now suggesting, you saw the story on Gordon.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago in the news, that woman reporter got it out of Treasury.
She did?
Yeah. And so we got to not talk to anybody over there, just not let them know it. Now, do you think it might be possible for us to get, what I'm really worried about, I think if necessary, and I had to, I could almost handle the Congress and the taxes and the other things. The thing I'm worried about is this international monetary thing and doing the right thing, the balance between a Martin and a Ackley and the world picture. And I think you're so fair with everybody that you bring them around your viewpoint without their knowing really that you've done it. Now, that's the kind of man I need. Do you think Russo could do that?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about that. Did you see the memo I wrote Bill Moyers about him?
No.
He asked me about him, and I sent him over yesterday at his request. I guess it was yesterday or the day before, a full-page memo on that.
I would like to give a lot of thought to David Rockefeller, and I have, but I run into constant problems. Number one, he thinks that I've never talked to him at all, but he thinks that Champion does need some support in that bank that's progressive. They've got a lot of international obligations and problems, and he'd have great hesitancy leaving. He doesn't want to embarrass me or Nelson with Nelson running.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I think that's a problem.
He has maybe some conflicts that we don't know about.
I think the only problem that I could think that way, and I think it is a problem, is I don't know how much it is the fact of the family historical connection with the oil business.
Gore just told me, he said, you just can't send us a Rockefeller oil man up here.
Yeah, oil man. That's
See, that's what happened.
That's his oil. I think that's the. Because these people that hate depletion would think that was, particularly from your point of view, because coming from Texas, I think they think that was bad.
Doug, what would you think about our asking, just tell them you, I've got to tell them you can't stay and I've got to have somebody.
Yeah.
What would you think about our asking Gene Black to come in for a year? Is he too sick?
He's not awful well. He'd love to do it. He's a very hard-nosed, sort of high money boy.
Would he have trouble with the Ackleys, and would we have a war right there?
I think you would. Because, I mean, he's fellow who is infinitely better that way, if you're looking in that, thinking that way at all, and is the current head of the World Bank.
Wood?
Yeah.
But I got Dixon Yates, and they just tore up when Kennedy wanted to put him in AIDS.
God, I forgot that.
I just can't do that.
That's right.
I take Tom Watson, but I tried to get him earlier, and he just, his company, and he's got problems, and his brother and so forth, he just can't do it. And
Tom Watson would be ideal. Have you ever thought of Carter Burgess?
Yes, I thought of him some, and I saw him on some name, maybe a name list you sent somebody.
Yeah. I know him only reasonably well, but I've always heard very high things of him, and he's had government service, and
somebody told me his company wasn't doing well.
Yeah, it isn't too well, because he was put in there to fix it, you see, and he's been doing a lot of work fixing it, and it was for that reason, on that reason only, he's going to be one of the chairmen of this committee for you, and he said he couldn't spend the full time to be the sort of operating head, but he was on it and was sort of an honorific member last fall. But in a big thing like this, he might think this is more important than just working on this company, which he hasn't been with but a couple of years.
What would you think about Walter Wriston, National City?
Well, he's the highest money, tightest money fellow in downtown.
I'll be down. Is anybody any good in Lehman?
In the that banking firm? Not that I know of now.
All right, now you just see what I've got here, and you're leaving me. Now, if you're president, who the hell would you appoint? 1, 2, 3.
Well, I'd take a good look at this fellow Carter Burgess. I think he might be fine. What's your check showing about this California fellow?
It don't work out well, they say. He's a loan shark business, and he's got a bank that way, and it...
There's a bank, though, the two fellows...
Kennedy in Chicago. I've checked all of those. I've run through the regular stable that everybody's put up.
Kennedy's been is no good. That's what I didn't know. What about the fellow I once mentioned to you, and you... I didn't know whether you really thought of him or not ever, but... he'd certainly have high standing, and I think would do a fine job, and that's Fred Campbell.
Well, I find I like him very much. I find that everybody I talk to, though, thinks that he wouldn't be as astute as you or Russo or somebody internationally, that you have had some international experience, and that he has borrowed some money. But he hasn't, he's not really the expert. He hadn't spent the time that a fellow like you or Don Cook has spent abroad talking to him and working. And they're scared that he's a lineman. And that I've talked about,
well, I think as far as the...
they also think that he's ultra-conservative. And I'd have some troubles there. They think that he's almost like Crawford Greenwald. I gave consideration to Crawford Greenwald. I would rather like to have Crawford Greenwald. I think he's an imaginative person. I believe I could get him.
Yeah.
But damn, he says that he's against the Social Security almost.
He's very, I've talked with him, but Campbell, I've never had that impression of talking with him. He's seemed to me quite broad gauge, and he's dealt a lot with the government and government regulatory things.
They feel, though, that in messing with De Gaulle, his international monetary experiences and monetary conferences, he'd be lost.
Well, in this, he'd have to rely in that. That's quite right. He'd have to rely in that on his staff here, which would be on Deming, who is will pick this up very quickly, and I think in
Is he doing any good?
Oh, he's doing very good in that particular area, and where he doesn't know is in the tax area and all the other sort of general managing parts of the Treasury. But in this foreign area, which he's been concentrating on, he's doing very well, and he's highly respected.
We don't want to give any thought to Henry Fowler, do we?
Joe he's fine. He's not fast moving, but he knows this thing, and he wouldn't get you in trouble, and he could, he wouldn't be brilliant, but he wouldn't make any mistakes.
Well, and couldn't you let Deming run the international thing, and couldn't he get cooperation from people from the Congress? What would the banks say, mediocre?
They'd say probably average. The business community would like it, I think. They think he deserved it. He's a good fella. I don't know whether he'd want it, because he's been at these family busted things, but he's such a wonderful fellow that he might do almost anything. I mean, his money problems were very severe last year.
Well, can't you lend him some money? God damn it, you got, what are you going to do with that $200 million
you got? I can lend him all the money he wants, but he doesn't want it that way.
Well, he said the bank was foreclosing on him, and I just thought if I owned Dillon Reed, I'd just lend it to him for 2 or 3 years. When he gets out Secretary of Treasury, then I'd bring him up there to make him go around the world doing my work for me, because I never saw such a team as you two. You passed every damn thing.
I'd be delighted to if...
instead of giving away all these big portraits over here to Lady Bird all the time, and then...
If he would
just lend him enough to eat on, and...
If that's something he would like to do and would do, there's nothing that would please me more.
Do you think it... now, if you're president, Doug, remember now, you want to get away from here.
Yeah.
And if you got to name somebody, now where would you go this morning if you were me? I've talked to 200 about various things, and I run into oil, and I run into something else, and I run into against Social Security, and I run into tight money, and I run into Douglas, and I run into the Gores, and I run into Harry Byrd.
I think you'll have to, probably whoever you take will run a little bit into someone like Gore and Douglas. After all, he didn't like me at all, doesn't now, but I think you probably have to take that, because I don't think a Secretary of the Treasury that he'd like will be the one that you'd want. But I do think the oil thing is a problem, because I can understand that. Joe Fowler could do this better than any of these ones you've that have been mentioned, except I don't know what's the matter with Carter Burgess. I mean, I think he might be, I don't know him so well myself. I've met him, seen him, he seems impressive, but what I've heard in the business community outside, he's really top rate. He has the brilliance that could really do a job. I don't know. I do know that they approached him to run this, really be the wheel horse to run this committee, and last fall, and he said, well, it's just too much time because he had trouble with this company, but he thought about it.
You wouldn't take John Loeb?
I think that John Loeb could do a fine job for you. I think that he would... he would not have a terrific sex appeal when he's appointed, but I think he do a good job. I think he's and I think he's
dedicated,
he's hardworking.
Is he hard money?
No, I don't think so. Not at all. Most of the investors...
Well, Bob Anderson with him is.
Bob is, but I don't think John is, because he's got a... some economist fellows with him there that partners his to talk to the firm, and they are they've made different kind of talk, and I don't think John is. I don't think most of these investment bankers, as different from commercial bankers, are.
Now listen, what is going to happen when I write you your letter and give you your party and going away and everything?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna accept your resignation the first if I haven't got a man confirmed. I'll just let you go on, let Deming run it, and I'll accept it effective the 15th or something. And you're entitled to your leave, you know, and your vacation, and have a little time off. And I just can't say to the world that I haven't got ahead, and I'm afraid to say Deming, and I'm. I just think I'll write you a letter on March 31st and say I'll accept your resignation effective April the 15th or the 20th, and that'll give me a little time to get a man confirmed. And here's who I work on then. Fowler, Rosa, Burgess, and Loeb. Now, how would you place them in that order? And if you'd think of anybody else, well, give them to me.
I think you ought to read the memo I wrote you about Bob Rosa.
All right.
What I think about him is that he's had no congressional experience, so he's a little naive with the press. He's in find to be, at times, be quite strongly opinionated, which can be good at times, but can get you in trouble at other times. He's been a remarkable technician, and I think he's been looked on as that. He has never had overall executive responsibility at that at the top level, and my own feeling is that he's a little another 4 or 5 years.